Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jummah Mubarak to all of you. Just a few announcements before we begin the Jummah khutbah, and for you guys online, the Jummah message. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to register. We urge our community to continue to follow state and county guidelines. Protect yourself, your loved ones, and those around you. ISOC and Corona Masjid invites the community for a family night to be part of the ongoing conversation and join Sheikh Jibril's fate as we commemorate Juneteenth. Today, June 19th, the holiday that marks the liberation of slaves in the United States. Pre-registration is required, so please go to Corona Masjid's website, which is coronamuslims.com, and register for the program, which starts at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Starting Sunday, July 12th, Sheikh Shahid Ali will be offering a weekly class for an opportunity to study Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. The class will be online from 10:45 a.m. to 12 noon. Details are available at isocmasjid.org. And remember to follow us at ISOC on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We ask that you leave immediately after the prayer, be mindful of social distancing, and pray your sunnahs at home. Thank you very much, and assalamu alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Allah says that believers are but brotherhood, but brothers. So set aright the relations between your brothers and be mindful of Allah, so that you may receive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is a universal ummah. It is also a diverse ummah. It includes people of many races, many colors, many national backgrounds, all kind of diversity you have. But there is one thing that is emphasized in the Quran, that whatever your background, whatever your diversity of race or color, you are brothers and sisters to each other. Ikhwah, although the word ikhwah, the plural of akh, means somebody who is biological brother, sharing the same parents or one of the parents, but this is used in the Quran to extend. And people of faith are also brothers and sisters to each other. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ Or as the Prophet ﷺ said, in one of the hadith, الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ Every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. Of course, that also means that every Muslim woman is also the sister of every other Muslim woman and Muslim man. So Muslim men and women, they are brothers and sisters to each other. And this is the brotherhood of faith. This is the brotherhood of Iman. And the beauty of this word, akh, is that it does not only tell you that brothers, of course, means that they are equal, and brother means that they are just and fair to each other, but brother is also, it invokes emotion. When somebody says, my brother, and when you say to somebody, my brother, suddenly there is a feeling of love. There is a feeling of compassion and kindness and care, if you use it sincerely, if you use it really understanding the meaning. So when you say that, and so this is what is meant by that, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ That is, believers, when they speak to each other, when they deal with each other, they deal with each other with love, with compassion, with care, regardless whatever background, whatever race, whatever color, whatever national background, whatever it is, all brothers and sisters. And this is the way the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in were. Even though they came from very different kind of environment, very different kind of society. The society was divided on clans, the clannish society. The society was divided according to tribes, it's a tribalistic society. But after the faith came, after they became Muslims, they felt that they are brothers and sisters to each other. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted it among his blessings. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا So you came by his grace, by his mercy, by his blessings and favors, you became brothers to each other. And Rasulullah SAW used to emphasize that point again and again. Al-Muslim akhul Muslim la yazlimuhu wa la yuslimu. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He does not do wrong to him, does not do injustice to him, does not abandon him to justice be done to him. Man kana fi hajati akhih, kana Allah fi hajati. As long as a person is taking care of the need of his brother, Allah will take care of his need. Man satara muslimin satarahu Allahu an. Man farraja an muslimin kurbatan, farraja Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabati yawm al-qiyamah. Whosoever removes the difficulty of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will remove his difficulties on the day of judgment. Whosoever will cover the mistakes of a Muslim, Allah will cover his mistakes on the day of judgment. How much emphasis is there here? And the Prophet said, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. The iman is not complete until you love for your brothers, until a person believer loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So these are very important teachings of Islam that we have to keep in mind always. And especially when you are living in a place, in a society where people of different races and colors and different background are living together, it is very important that Muslims should observe that. In the crisis that has happened in the last few weeks, and people become much more conscious of races and racial relationship in America, I think this is also something that that should remind us that we ourselves look at ourselves. We look at our own communities, how we are dealing with each other, how are our relations, because we are here from a different background, and especially how are our relations with Afro-American, our black brothers and sisters, Afro-American community. As you know, that black community, Afro-Americans, they are one-third of the Muslims of America. So if this ethnic group is one-third of the Muslims of America, that means they are the largest number of Muslims in America. Much more than the Indians and Pakistanis, much more than the Arabs, much more than any other background. One-third of the Muslims of America are Afro-American. And because of this, the way the setup of the society is, the way the people live, you have masajid of one ethnic group in one side, another ethnic group another side, Afro-American massage another side. So that's the way how it is in this society. But doesn't mean that we should not cooperate with each other. We should try to collaborate, we should try to cooperate. And it's very important that we watch ourselves. We should clean our own house and we should see what is happening to us. Do we have any racial feelings among us? Are we racist among ourselves? Are we dealing with each other in that basis, on the basis of color or nationality or language group? No, we have to, if we have anything like that, we should repent, we should reject it, we should turn away from that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and make tawbah and istighfar, and say, Allah, save us from that. Because that is means that we are not caring for others. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Iman is not complete. Iman is not full. Unless you love for others what you love for yourself. So Muslims should be together. Muslims should be united regardless of the ethnicities, regardless of the color, regardless of the language that we speak. Arabs and non-Arabs, blacks and whites, browns and yellow, whatever our background, living in the suburb or living in the downtown area, rich or poor, all of them should feel that we are all one community and we should work on that. And it is especially the Afro-American community, we should try to see how we can collaborate with each other, how we can cooperate with each other. So in this thing, it is important that we should visit. First of all, of course, we should try to make our Islamic centers mixed. It should not be the center of only one ethnic group. It should be mixed with other groups. So try deliberately, consciously, we should try to do that, that people of other background also part of the board, people are part of the community, they are there and they feel comfortable coming and working together. And at the same time, also we should go and visit the Islamic centers of American community and invite them and cooperate in some program, educational program, social program, other programs, we should cooperate with them. And we should help the community socially. We should help them financially. When you see that people are in need of some finances, we should help them. And also, there was zakat fund, for example. In some communities, you have better zakat fund than in other places. Try to see how we can help the people in need from the other community. And also, we try to become, inshallah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to become a model community in terms of race relations, in terms of relationship with the people. So it not be the community divided as you have it. Unfortunately, in America, they call it Sunday morning at the most segregated time. When people go in all different places, churches, and the places of worship according to their ethnic group. And that should not be Friday. It should be a most segregated time. Friday should be the most united time. Friday should become the Jum'ah. Huh? That gathers the people and bring the people together. So we try to work that way in our community. And also at the same time, living in this country, it is our duty, try to see America becomes a more united society. People, we should cooperate. We should cooperate with the groups, whether civic groups or interfaith groups that are trying to bring the better race relations. We should try to help in that. We should cooperate with that. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and receive blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the way, if we work that way, first of all, this is the mandate of our religion. Second thing is, it is bringing us many benefits, inshallah. And the third thing is that it will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure you are all praying that, but do more and more pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing can change. La yaraddu al-qada illa al-du'a. Whatever Allah's decision, it can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change that by the du'a. So du'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove this calamity, this trouble, this bala that we are all facing that. And actually people are saying, the reports are coming, that it is spiking up. In some states, California is one of them, where this disease, this infection is growing and affecting a lot of people. A lot of people are in the hospitals. A lot of people also have passed away. And so the danger, the risk is still here. So we have to be conscious of that. We have to be careful. And at the same time also, we should continue our dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this affliction. Alhamdulillah, we are in the masjid. Alhamdulillah. And this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, we have to remember that we have to follow, observe the rules. We are the Islamic society. We have, mashallah, a team of people who are knowledgeable, medical doctors, lawyers, people who are educators. They are working together under the leadership of our brother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. I'm getting old. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us, inshallah, and help us, that we work together, inshallah, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and save us. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a, Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Usman wa Ali, wa ala al-sayyidain al-shahidain, Abi Muhammadin al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء اللهم احفظنا من كل داء اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا اللهم انا نسالك التوبه قبل الموت والراحه عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله اكبر فاقيموا الصلاه
الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه